a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I had a couple of things that I was thinking about talking about at the start of the show, but...
We like to keep it loose here, you know. Yeah. It's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure sometimes.
Kind of is. Mm. So you've handed me a link to a Daily Mail article, so I could play the chicken dance.
Yeah.
But instead, I thought maybe I'd play this.
This is when I love to just send you a link and then you have to open it and try try and make sense of what's happening.
Not only make sense of it, but make it PG enough for the radio.
Yeah.
Right, that's why I'm having a go at this time of the morning. Mm. G'day, Mandy. You giving us a call?
Okay.
Okay. We'll pop you on hold there, mate. Guy Sebastian, we love him. He's a lovely guy. Loves a chat.
Yeah.
And in the sense of, like, you know how you and I chat where you'll say something, then I'll say something.
Yeah.
Then you'll say something again.
Yes.
Yeah, whereas Guy's more of a, I'll say something, then you'll say something.
Yeah.
And we're out of time.
That's it.
He's been, so there's the headline reads, read the extraordinary email where Guy Sebastian describes a high profile rival singer's audience as full of, and I'm going to stop there. Let's read the article together, guys.
Okay. Yeah, that might be safe.
So we all know he's going through court proceedings at the moment. His former agent, apparently he's accusing him of embezzling almost $1 million from him.
There's a whole – that case is weird.
Well, it's coming out in the last couple of days that this certain amount of money, that was paid correctly, that was paid correctly. So it's starting to kind of look like maybe he did do the right thing. Anyway. So there was a boy band star by the name of Shane Phelan, I'm going to say. I wonder what boy band he was from. Do you want to Google that while I read
it? I do know exactly.
Oh, Westlife. Westlife.
Yeah.
Sorry, Westlife. So Shane from Westlife. He was doing a tour.
Shane from Westlife.
Doing a tour through the UK. And Guy Sebastian was offered the support act. And it appears that he was not super keen to support Shane.
To support Westlife in the UK? Are you mad?
Yeah. He was worried his appearance on the tour would not be the right fit for his style of music and the Irish singer's type of fans.
Type of fans. Okay. Right, what are Westlife fans like? They're like Guy Sebastian fans.
Well.
Same, similar.
Well, about that.
Yeah.
He told the court in Sydney yesterday that he'd agreed to support Shane on his UK tour in 2017. So not that long ago, 5 years ago. So we're not talking... that kind of late noughties Guy Sebastian period where he did the, was it a Motown record? Or he did,
yes.
He was going the way of the Damien Leiths of the world.
Yes, he was. And where, then he kicked off and went the way of the Chris Sebastians.
Yes, that's
doing
right.
Doing his own thing.
Battle Scars.
Yeah.
Saved his career.
Mm.
So he had serious reservations and expressed those to his manager, which is the email that has been read out in court.
Yeah.
So... in the email. And, you know, we've all written stuff in email.
All of us have.
And we've all gone to write stuff in email or text and thought to ourselves, maybe I'll just say that in the phone call rather. Like I'll say that.
Oh, never leave evidence.
I don't know if I'd write that down.
No, not the receipts.
I'm not trying to be choosy, says, but it's a big investment. And talking to Sammy, who did a similar tour, she said it was all fat, older, feral women.
Oh, you can't say that.
Guy.
You cannot say that.
You're a nice guy.
Is he talking about Sammy Jade?
No.
Okay, surely not.
He couldn't be.
Okay.
I said something which wasn't great. Something about feral old women or something, he said. This is in court.
Yeah.
I did say that, but it disappeared in Mr. Day's response to me. He, in fact, took it out. So the guy, his manager who he sent the email to, has gone, well, we can't have that written down.
Why would we have that in writing?
So he's deleted it out of the email stream.
Also, who do you think you are? Guy Sebastian? You know?
Yeah.
Like, what? Who do you think your fans are? Young, tight,
Exactly. Like, you just want as many fans as possible.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Well,
like,
oh, look out, and all I see is fat, older, feral women.
There are probably certain kind of... niches in the community, certain sort of movements that you don't want to have like a huge groundswell of support from.
Okay.
Maybe sort of a kind of any sort of fascist kind of, you don't want to become that kind of like, you know.
Like wearing, like we're all in our high vis and we've all got signs with a needle with a cross through it, that kind of.
Or absolutely. All of that kind of gear.
Yeah.
Leave them. But apart from that, like.
Yeah, take what you can get, mate.
They still pay for their tickets, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Who cares what their weight is or what their age is or how feral they seem to be? You know what? Feral women are nice.
Yep. No, do you know what I always say? Every woman is beautiful in her own way. You're all beautiful.
You do not
out
say
there.
That.
I do say that.
Not on air.
Yes, on air.
Oh, not off air. That's the one.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I feel like this is one of those things where you're like, I definitely didn't tell him, but if I tell him I told him, then he won't be able to say anything.
I told you.
Feel like he's going crazy.
No, because remember how I said I've always wanted to do pottery, right?
No, I don't recall this at all.
Pottery's been one of those things that I've really wanted to do for a long time, ceramics, right? Mm. And I'm not really artistic, but I like get my hands in clay and all that type of stuff, right? Working with my hands.
Dirty.
Working with my hands.
Bit of a dirty girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Lucky I just had a salt and vinegar chip because that tasted awful.
Anyway, for my birthday, my family bought me a ceramics course. Remember?
Oh, I thought you were going to say they bought you a pottery wheel.
No.
Where am I going to put that?
No. They bought me some classes.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, six classes, and I'm doing ceramics for newbies.
I'm surprised they didn't just go with one, like, just see if she, you know, see if she likes it.
No, that's what I wanted, and I'm so grateful. It's at Be My Keeper in Ocean Grove.
Okay.
Okay, and I love it. I've gone to two classes now.
Yeah.
It's a great little group. I'm the youngest in the group, which I love because that
about
never.
35 years?
No, I wouldn't say about by 35. No way. I'd say by about maybe sometimes 10-ish years. Yeah. But that's a first for me for a long time. So that's always nice. And I love it. And so last week we did pinch pots, which is that you get some clay, then you stick your finger in the middle and then you kind of pinch away.
Of course, you know.
We make our own ceramics at the Windy Burrows, he says. But then last time we did coil pots.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so yes, you would. You remember from high school where you get the clay bottom and then you roll out like sausages.
Yeah, that is. As I said, I don't know what that is. I was like,
and then
you
roll do the coil.
Yeah, coil it.
And it's good. I've messaged the family and I said, guess what everyone's getting for Christmas?
Oh,
it's crappy ceramics, handmade by a mate. Mate, I'm going to show you. Look, that's what I did last week.
Which
I can show you there. I did a little candle holder, a little bowl, one that looks like an ashtray, but it's not an ashtray.
I was just
going to
say, they all look like ashtrays.
And a little spout thing and a little vase.
Spout thing. What are you putting in that? Gravy? Gravy. That'd be
good
for gravy.
It's a gravy boat.
Yeah.
But it's a gravy cup.
It's a little one.
Hey.
Gravy for one.
You're up with it. Gravy boats at the Windy Burrows. I'm sure you have a cupboard dedicated to gravy boats. Do they have to be in that? Are all gravy jugs called gravy boats? Is that just a term that encompasses all things that pour gravy? Or do they have to be like the thin, like is that?
Here's what I would say.
Okay.
A gravy boat to me needs to have a dish underneath it, a matching dish.
There you go, folks. You can book the Windy Burrows now at Airbnb.com.
doesn't have a saucer, don't talk to me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just quickly, I sent you a text with something that I'm considering buying, but I know how much sass you're going to give me for it, but I just want to let you know that even though it might not be your style, I feel like it could really go really nice at our house. So if you just want to open that.
Okay, is it open?
It's open. Okay. Yeah. If you just want to open that and tell me what you think, because I know you've got thoughts on it. I know you've got thoughts.
Wrought iron in the front yard.
Wrought iron made out of,
artwork.
It's artwork. It's animals made out of wrought iron. And to quote you, you said once.
I said to Carly, if I ever start talking like I think wrought iron artwork in the front yard is a good idea, you take the children and you leave straight away. You run. Head for the hills.
But look at that koala that's Look at that wrought iron koala.
It's a stencil, mate.
Mate,
and it's then a stencil got, of rusty metal.
They've got kangaroos and joeys and a joey in a kanga. Mate, that is cute as. If you come to Jimmy and I's house.
If you want a kangaroo in your front yard, I can do that for free. Don't you worry.
A reverse one.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Now, this feels a little bit weird because we've done this twice this week now because we forgot to put it in last Friday's show somehow. Mm. We've only been doing it for 7 years.
I know. And we got to 9 o'clock. We're like, uh-oh.
Oh, crap.
Fun Fact Friday.
So we did Fun Fact Monday, didn't we, with the live remix of the intro. So this is Fun Fact Friday on a Friday. And every Friday we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart. Oh, you could be my hype guy.
Oh, my God.
You know in, like, rap when there's someone in the background, they just emphasise certain lines?
Yeah, here we go. Go.
Because when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion.
Pay rise, promotion.
No, you've got to say it when I say it.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. No, but you said hype up. Like, so, okay, no, go.
They'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're all, that's not working. Obviously very smart. They're obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Yo.
All right, I think we workshop that.
Yeah.
I don't think we do it live on air ever again.
Okay.
About a third of the population of Australia has discussed the weather in the last hour. You're always like, oh, you know, I don't know if we need to do the weather so often. No one's listening to your weather, mate. Maybe they are. 33.333%.
That's a lot.
Is a lot. Mm. You think about how often do you talk about the weather, or how often I do anyway. Francesco Morosini, the ruler of Venice between 1688 and 1694, 6 years, not bad, refused to go into battle without his cat by his side.
Oh, bless.
Battle cats roll out.
Yeah. Meow, 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 meow.
A little helmet on it.
Oh,
cute.
Oh, bless.
Scratch her eyes out.
Yeah.
The first person to catch the H5N1 variant of bird flu in the UK was a Mr. Gosling.
Ha!
Quack, quack.
He would have found it funny.
You'll love this one. You'll be like, oh, my God, I felt that. At a concert, the audience members' heartbeats synchronise.
That's so cute.
Go on,
is
say
that
exactly.
True?
Yeah. So when you're at a concert, over the duration of a concert, your heartbeat synchronises with all the people around you at the concert and your hearts are beating as one.
Well, you hope you sit next to someone that's good and not some type of...
Well, you don't have to talk to them.
But
oh, like someone's got a
heart condition. Oh, what's happening?
A regular heartbeat. Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is offbeat.
Awful. I've always thought, right, you know how there's like a whole big bit of desert in like the middle of Australia?
Oh, yeah.
If you could find some land, quite a bit of land that is owned by someone and... Or like you could buy, and has no real kind of cultural significance.
Yeah,
you could probably put a whole heap of solar panels on it.
Okay,
and then channel that energy back into the grid.
Yeah,
and that would be a great way to A, either make money or B, just power Australia.
Yeah.
Apparently, if solar panels covered just 1.2% of the Sahara Desert, it'd be enough electricity to power the entire world.
Well, I mean, isn't someone on that?
I'm an ideas man. I'm already on it. And when I say I'm on it, I've called copyright just now. And that is the legal definition of copyright. If I say copyright on the
100%.
Radio, that's copyright.
Yeah.
Having a pet dog can reduce your risk of dying from all causes by around 25%. You'd be happy about that.
Yeah.
Worker ants take around 250 naps a day. That's about half the amount that you take.
Is this a Fun Fact Friday specifically for me?
About you, yeah. summer lasts 42 years on Uranus, so the sun shines out there for 42 years.
We are just terrible people.
No, we're fine. And finally, psychology says the highest form of self-acceptance is listening to a playback of your recorded voice without cringing.
No!
Welcome to radio. And that's your fun facts for this week. Fun fact. Friday, I'm in love.
Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.